blonde or brunette? It turns out that the world may not be as subjective as you think when it comes to driving sales in the lingerie business. We're going to be joined next by Sharon Klapka. She's Director of Business and Brand Development at the intimate apparel company Adore Me. They are very interesting in the way they use data to drive sales of their products, to display their products and drive sales of their products.
Well, to be perfectly honest, you know, I think that if I go to any marketing exec today and tell him, hey, no, I'm starting a lingerie brand, what do you suggest that I do? I would assume that 99.9% of those would tell me, look, what you need to do, you need to get a really skinny, blonde, tall model, and you're going to sell. And because, you know, as I said, our founder didn't come from lingerie, but he came from a very data-driven background, and so did the rest of the team. So we said, okay, we don't really know what customers, you know, might really find appealing and what resonates with them, but we know how to analyze data, and we know how to A/B test. So we started A/B testing our lingerie models, and the results were really counterintuitive. The first thing that we saw, you know, any marketer will tell you that a creative has a huge difference on sales. You don't need to A/B test for that. One creative can tank and one creative can be amazing, but what we did is we took the exact same creative, meaning the exact same ad, the exact same background, the exact same set, two models who were wearing the exact same design, looking at the camera the same way, standing the same way, and we saw that a model could sell 400% more than another model. And we're talking about the same background, same ad, same creative, same design, same everything. And so we said, okay, there might be something here, and we started diving deeper. And then we started, actually, the first thing that we did is we started comparing brunette models to blonde models. So blondes might be having more fun, but they're not selling more lingerie. We saw that, again, you're taking the exact same design, same background, same position, and the brunette model would triple sales from a blonde model. And this is not a one-time thing. We've tested blonde models over and over and over again, and we've seen that brunettes actually resonate better with shoppers. Brunettes sell more bras. And so if you go to the Adore Me website right now or download the Adore Me app, you will see that I would say over 80% of our models are brunettes, and this is not a coincidence. Another thing that, and then we decided to dive even deeper. And then we actually took the same model, again, same creative, same design, same set. We took now the same model, and we asked her if she can put her hand in her hair and then put her hand in her hip. And we compared those two images. Again, same model, same design. When the model had her hand in her hair, she doubled sales from when she had her hand on her hip.
Wow.
Double.
You also found that sex doesn't sell, right? That posing on a bed or something like that in a more kind of overtly sexual situation didn't work as well as, say, on a sofa?
Yes, definitely. So 99% of our shoppers are women. We are really a brand that is targeted at women and trying to make them feel beautiful and confident about themselves. And yes, they're not looking for overtly sexual images. They're not looking for something that is too sexy. They're looking for something that they can relate to. And so, yes, we found that when we had models sitting in a bed, for example, or looking, you know, in a really, really sultry look to the camera, that just didn't sell. When the models were, you know, somewhat more imitating real life, or, you know, as you said, if you're using an accessory, even sitting on a sofa rather than a bed, sales just went up. And, yes, so this was a very interesting insight. And, again, really counterintuitive to anything that marketers in the lingerie industry would tell you. They would say, okay, go for the blondes, go for the sexy, go for the tall, go for the ultra skinny. And, hey, the data shows otherwise.
What advice would you have for somebody who wants to use visual data to drive innovation?
I would tell them not to listen to what people who claim that they're experts are telling you. Don't even trust your own intuition, because you can be wrong more than half of the time. Just go test, ask your audience what they want, see what resonates with them. Just A/B test everything that you possibly can. The data doesn't lie, but some people will tell you the wrong thing.